a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, February 29th. God's word to you today is legally recognized. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2, verse 12, and it says, "In those days you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. There was a time you and I were not part of the commonwealth of God's people of Israel, but now, because of Jesus, we have attained citizenship of the nation of Israel. That means that you and I are spiritual Jews. Am I saying you should show up at Israel's border without a visa and say you are a spiritual Jew? Right now, because they do not understand it, you will be bounced back to your country. But a time is coming when Jesus is going to rule from Jerusalem physically on earth. I will not need a visa to enter Israel. However, from a spiritual standpoint, we have become citizens, a part of the commonwealth. The resources a nation has is the commonwealth of the nation, the wealth that is available to everyone in that nation. In Nigeria, for example, we have abundant resources. We have gold, we have precious stones, oil, and so much more. Everything should be available for everybody. That is what is called commonwealth. When we talk about commonwealth, we're talking about total well-being. So it is not just the resources that are in Nigeria that is the commonwealth of everybody. Even the army and the police, who are everyone's protection, are part of the commonwealth. The healthcare system is part of the commonwealth of the nation. Wealth refers to well-being. Obviously, that includes financial well-being, but it is not limited to financial well-being alone. When we talk about commonwealth, we are talking about spiritual well-being, relational well-being, emotional well-being, and financial well-being. Commonwealth means common well-being. And since you and I have become part of the commonwealth of Israel, it means that everything Jehovah has for the nation of Israel, from a spiritual standpoint, belongs to us. Every single thing. So you could define commonwealth as what is shared and beneficial for all members of a community and is attained by citizenship. That is, the total resources available for the common good of a group of people. You have a part in that commonwealth because you are a citizen of that nation. You have a part in the commonwealth of Nigeria if you are a Nigerian. You should have a part, and everybody will have a part very soon. Amen. Do not mind what the politicians are doing. God is intervening in our affairs. Say amen. What God has in store is for all his children. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Amongst the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders, hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.